Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. And at 5:45, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature. A little after 5:20, Jeff Duncan covers the sports scene, especially the Saints, here for the Times-Picayune. Morning Advocate will be on with us to talk Saints and Pelicans and also get his take a little bit on LSU baseball also. Charlie, I was listening to Jay Johnson and the bite that you had, and this popped in my head that playing catcher, and, you know, we talked about Luis Hernandez and what he's been able to do. And certainly last night, a great moment to hit two solo home runs and what he does behind the mound. But playing catcher in baseball is the equivalent to playing center in football.
Yes.
Man, you got a lot of responsibilities, Jack. It ain't just none of this Al Bundy stuff. Well, I played center. All I had to do was snap the ball. Well, okay, that was maybe 30 or 40 years ago. Today, man, you make all these calls, you're getting everybody straight along the offensive line, you communicating with the guards and making sure the guards communicate with the tackles, you communicating with the quarterback to make sure that he understands what he's looking at when he comes up to the line of scrimmage. Now, they don't have a lot of people take it under snap anymore, but he's turning his, you know, his head and communicating. You got a lot of interior blitzes. And the catcher position, man, look all the intricacies that are involved with playing catcher. And Pete Jenkins had his line about that. Mike, of all the – how many guys you think on this field could actually play center? And I'll always tell him, man, you know, maybe two, maybe three out of 700 guys. And he was like, you're lucky if you get three.
Mm.
Three can play at another level. Goes to show how hard it is. And I've said this before, other than playing the quarterback position, it's the second hardest position to play. And it's physically harder. Mentally, you got a lot of things rolling in your head as a quarterback. And same thing at center, but man, you got a lot at quarterback. But physically, to play that center position, and here's the most important thing you got to have right, not 85, not 90, not 95. You got to make damn sure you get the snap back right. Every time. So, man, what Hernandez does, and we saw his bat came alive last night to hit two home runs. But also, I think we sometimes don't, you know, pay attention to what he does as a catcher. And his success tied into the success of Coleman and Ianson.
Yeah, with specifically the catcher spot as well, Mike. It's a great comp as far as the center because you get beat up too. I mean, there was that one moment last night where Kaysen spiked a breaking ball and it bounced up and hit Luis right in the shoulder, like right under the pad. And, you know, he had to kind of stretch it out a little bit. But Luis Hernandez is a tough dude and he's shown it time and time again this year. You know, it's playing catcher on the baseball field is one of the least desirable spots you would want to be just because it is so, so tough on your body. And Luis Hernandez, as we mentioned, not just the bat coming alive with two solo shots last night, but also the defense that he provided, being, you know, that calming presence for the pitcher. You saw a couple times last night, because as you mentioned with Cason Evans in that heroic performance that he threw kind of late in it, Mike, he started to lose it a little bit. He was throwing more balls. Like, for a good three or four innings there, Cason was getting ahead 2-0 or 2-1, what felt like every single batter he faced. And that's why you see nine straight strikeouts, is because he's getting ahead, he's pounding the strike zone, everything's going great. You know, at the back end of that performance where he's getting upwards of 100 pitches because he threw 109 last night, he started to slow down a little bit, and then you would just see Luis Hernandez just kind of giving him the calming presence, saying, let's slow down, you don't want to overthrow, you've been fantastic, let's just relax, we'll just get this guy out and we'll go to the next inning. And you saw him do that multiple times last night, so he's also a leader too. So we can't say enough good things about Luis Hernandez, because yes, he was one of the bats that really provided the spark for LSU last night alongside, you know, Ethan Frye, who was fantastic from start to finish, where they just quite literally could not get him out last night. He goes 4-4-4-4 with two walks on top of it and the four RBI. And then Jared Jones at the very end to kind of provide the last insurance that LSU needed. But Luis Hernandez defensively is just as important.
Yeah, no question about it. This does not surprise me, but you had it on. The Knicks have told Tom Thibodeau, hey, you got to get to stepping. He's been relieved of his duties as the head coach of the New York Knicks. All Tom Thibodeau did with the Knicks is lead them to their first East Finals in 25 years. They made the playoffs 4 out of 5 years, and he's led the Knicks to consecutive 50-plus win seasons. But when you get that phone call from James Dolan, it ain't never good. He's never telling you, hey, you're getting a raise. No, it's, sorry, I'm going another direction. And I've had so many people that I've known throughout the years now that live in upstate New York or live in New York through the engineering world, and they all give me the same comment. I love the Knicks. Love them. But their ownership is terrible. They're not winning nothing with James Dolan. I think today was a great kind of exclamation part on exactly why.
Couple numbers here, Mike. Tom Thibodeau, 226-174 in 5 years leading the New York Knicks. And as well as the playoff appearances, back-to-back 50-win campaigns in 2023, 2024, and 2024-25. And he leads them to their first conference finals in 25 years. And he gets pink slipped. I don't know, Mike. It feels like an over-exaggeration to me. But as you mentioned, James Dolan kind of plays by his own rule book. You know, if you'll talk to Knicks fans, a lot of them will say the same thing, that they think that Tom Thibodeau raised the floor of that team. But they're like, oh, we got to find someone that raises the ceiling. I don't know how many of those coaches exist, Mike. The NBA cycles through coaches like no other league in professional sports. And maybe hockey does as well, but I'm not as, you know, locked in as with the NHL and the NBA.
No, NHL does recycle them a lot.
I know they do.
I will say that.
I know they do, but the NBA just like shuffles through coaches, and it's really ridiculous. You saw, you know, Mike Brown get fired, Taylor Jenkins for the Grizzlies get fired, Mike Malone get fired 2 years after leading his team, not even 2 years after leading his team to an NBA championship. And then Tom Thibodeau leads the Knicks to their first Eastern Conference Finals appearance in 25 years, and now he's gone. It just feels a little bit like an over-exaggeration. I know we're going to talk with Nick Friedell about this tomorrow, and Nick is very, very tuned in with Tom Thibodeau because he covered him in Chicago all those years ago. But it just, I don't know if the Knicks don't have a plan, like a set, sound plan, that they have a coach in mind that can raise that ceiling and get them to the NBA Finals. This is a mistake.
Charlie, you don't deal with him as much as I do, but it's hard to tell a multi-billionaire what to do in life.
That's fair. I mean, listen, like
I'm just telling you.
The criticism about Tom Thibodeau with, you know, how little he uses his bench and how he overplays his starters in the postseason, and maybe that's why the ceiling was quote-unquote reached for this Knicks team, is because by the time you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, those guys are on tired legs playing 40 minutes a night. At the same time, it's a criticism of the front office for not building a bench. The Knicks are very top-heavy, Mike. They have plenty of talent in the starting lineup. Basically, the top six guys, or you can put them up with anybody in the Eastern Conference, and I would say that they're right up there. But they don't really have any bench to speak of. like you're talking about Deuce McBride and, you know, Mitchell Robinson or Josh Hart, whichever one they're not starting for that night. And that's like it. I mean, are you throwing Landry Shamet playoff minutes? The Knicks kind of did at the very end because they had to, but that's more of an indictment on the front office and the Knicks team building than it is Tom Thibodeau. Thibodeau's just trying to win with what he had. So I don't know, man. It's, once again, I think it's a little bit of an over-exaggeration from New York, but it's also not surprising given James Dolan.
No, James Dolan will, you know, he'll take his last breath and always be the same way. Charlie, all sympathies here on the sports department, WWL. Man, I watched this young this guy when I was growing up. Jim Marshall passed away today. Jim was a really, really good football player for the Purple People Eaters with the Minnesota Vikings. He started 270 games for the Vikings, played in four Super Bowls, lost all four, team captain for 14 consecutive seasons with the Minnesota Vikings. And we sort of remember that defensive line with the Vikings of the late 60s and 70s, you know, when they had Carl Eller and Jim Marshall were the defensive ends. Alan Page played defensive tackle. Jim, man, lived a great life. He was very adventurous in what he did in life to do certain things and always kind of pressed the envelope in his 80s, passing away. But all sympathies and prayers go out to family and friends of Jim Marshall. And here's the other thing. Jim Marshall loved to visit New Orleans. Loved visiting here. And he had a friend of his that would take him fishing and out in the Gulf. And so he really liked that part too, because he was like, I caught – animals out there that I didn't think I'd ever see. I've never seen before type of fish. So God bless him. Jim Marshall passing away. And if you're a certain age, you remember Jim Marshall. Wrong way run, too. Bill Kilmer playing running back with the 49ers, catches a ball, fumbles it, and Jim Marshall picks it up, gets turned around, runs the wrong way, and scores a touchdown for the 49ers instead of the Vikings. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL and Jeff Duncan right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line covers the sports world here in New Orleans and all across South Louisiana. Jeff Duncan for the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm out in Audubon Park sitting on a bench looking at a beautiful night in New Orleans.
What?
So good to join you.
I told Charlie, I don't know, it's maybe, I think they're trying to sweat me out where I'm at right now. Charlie knows the whole story, but whatever. Jeff, how long have you covered the scene here in the New Orleans area?
Oh, man, you're dating me now, Mike. 1999 is when I started, so it's been 25 years.
Okay, well that, you're just a young man compared to me. But I wanted to ask you, and this is not a Saints-related question, but last night what we saw from Cason Evans, and it was an in-the-moment situation now. Because, man, you squeezing cheese if you LSU. You're the number one ranked team in the country. You fixing to go down to Little Rock here. And he comes in here 5-1, and he ends up putting out the fire in a crucial situation. And I've had people text me, oh, well, it's not that big of a deal because of the game. Not that big of a deal. If you lose, you stay home for the entire season. I think what Cason Evans did last night, and I know you've covered the baseball, basketball, football world here, I think that's a signature moment in LSU baseball history, what Cason Evans last night.
Mike, I couldn't agree more. You know, unfortunately, these, you know, in the baseball tournaments, I know you get the home field advantage, but it's a lot like the NCAA basketball tournament in that the pressure is all on the top seed. You could sense it last night. Little Rock was playing very loose. They had nothing to lose. No one expected them to win. So there was a lot of pressure on LSU. And the way he came in and took over that game, I mean, I don't care who you're playing. You strike out 9 people in a row. That's sensational. That's historic. And for a freshman to do it in that environment, on that stage, and I think more than anything, the emotion he showed really lifted up his teammates, and you can see why he's going to be, you know, a Friday night starter in the future for LSU. That was just that was an epic moment in Alex Box history, and there's been a lot of them over the years there.
No question about it. You wrote a story about the Saints' new defense, kind of Brandon Staley's version of the 3-4 alignment. And I think it's all hybrid today, Jeff, 4-3-3-4, you know, it just depends on where your stand-up guy is with this deal. But the terminology and knowing what to do, I think, is certainly going to be paramount. We haven't heard a lot about exactly how things are going to be done. The only guy who led the cat meow out the bag a little bit was Alante Taylor. He did draft night coverage with us, night one. And I asked him, what are you planning? How are they going to use you? And he started to laugh. What are they going to use me? A lot of different ways. But Coach Staley said they're going to use me like they did Jalen Ramsey with the Rams, which means, you know, you outside on the first two downs and then you kick inside where you can either be covering the slot guy or rushing the quarterback, which he does very well. So your thoughts on this sort of transversion here? And it's, I think, never smooth. There's always going to be a few hiccups along the way. But bringing in veteran players who have done it, I think, is important for this defense right now.
Yeah, you've seen some guys they've signed that have had experience in this system with Brandon Staley. That makes a lot of sense. And the thing that surprised me, Mike, when I talked to him, was he thinks they're going to get up and running a lot quicker maybe than the outside world does. I sensed it would be maybe a 1 or 2 year transition because of the personnel not quite fitting. But he said one of the strengths of the 3-4 is that you can come in and kind of mix and match guys. You can find homes for them there. It's a little more flexible than the 4-3 as far as finding personnel fits. And he thinks they're not going to have that big of a transition. I guess we'll all find out. But I was really impressed talking to him about how they're going to utilize everyone really in the pass rush scheme, including Alante Taylor. I know Derwin James did a lot of blitzing when he had him in L.A., and they're really high on Alante Taylor. They made a great point, too, in that conversation of, and we see it more and more often, Mike, you know, the top elite receivers now are in the slot. That's where they're playing. And you're not going to put your third best defensive back on their number one wide receiver. It's just a matchup league. And he said, the way he explained it to me was, people are putting $30 million in the slot. I'm not going to put $5 million opposite that. So, you know, that's why I think it shows you how much they think of Alante Taylor, that he's one of the few guys that can play outside and inside.
It was funny about that, Jeff. We doing Super Bowl coverage, and Marcus Colston passes by, and I said, hey, you got a few minutes? Say, yeah. And so we start talking, and he was like, you know, I was the first big receiver to play in the slot. I was like, okay. He said, yeah, Coach Payton came up to me. I said, you know, Coach, I've really only played one spot at wide receiver, you know, in college. And he was like, well, you learned it real quick. And he put him in the slot, and he said, you know, I saw so many different looks because back then your two best cover guys were still staying out on the edge.
Yep.
He said, I never went up against a one or a two. I went up against the third guy. And he said, you know what? I was able to beat that third guy.
Yeah, and that showed you some of the just the innovation and forward thinking, kind of progressive thinking that Sean Payton and that offensive staff had back then. Because I can remember distinctly Marcus Colston spending almost every third down in the slot, and no one ever matched up with their premier guy on him. It took years for people to realize that he was their number one receiver, and that was just a good example of how ahead of the game they were back there, the Saints offense. And, you know, it's interesting in this conversation with Staley, he talked a lot about the Vic Fangio defense and the two split safeties, you know, playing shell coverage deep. They're going to do a lot of the other thing that he talked about that I didn't mention in the column was Saints are going to do a lot of changing. And this is not uncommon. Most defenses around the league today do it, but they're going to change their coverage and their look post snap. You know, these quarterbacks, Mike, as you know, they're just too good. If you sit there and are in the coverage, especially the veteran ones, they can identify. We saw Drew Brees do it time and time again. You can't just sit there and that look. They're going to change things on the back end after the snap to try and confuse the – especially in today's game, if you think about it, there's just a lot of young quarterbacks in the league, and it's going to take them a while to learn the NFL game, so why not challenge them that way?
One of the things, too, Jeff, when they hired Brandon Staley, and it just so happened that afternoon I had Pete Jenkins on. And, you know, Pete and I are talking, and off the air before he came on, he was like, Mike, I'm going to tell you one thing. You better get some different-look linebackers because in a 3-4, you're going to need some bigger guys. So he said, I'm going to tell you this. He said, I don't know what they're going to do with Chase Young. He said, I know Grandison's under contract. But those two guys, they're not always going to have their hand in the dirt. They're going to be stand-up linebackers real quick in Brandon Staley's defense.
Yeah, and we've already seen some of that in practice. I think they're going to be up and down. I think that's part of the success of that scheme is you don't really know what those outside edge guys are going to do. But as you know, and all the listeners know, it all starts with the stop and the run. I mean, I know that sounds so simplistic, but the Saints were second to last in the league last year against the run. They really got bullied in the trenches, especially when they played good offenses. When they played, we saw Denver just run it right down their throat. Tampa Bay did it. It's got to start there. It's not going to matter what scheme they play. They've got to get more physical in the trenches, and I think that's been a point of emphasis this offseason, trying to get stronger in the trenches and bigger up front, like Pete said. Some of these guys on the edge have to be able to contain the edge, because the whole defense is based on the ability to stop the run and get into those good passing situations on third down.
Again, space-eating nose tackles as well, Jeff. And that's why you went out and got Devon Godshaw. And that's why, you know, maybe a Vernon Broughton can turn into that as well, the rookie out of Texas that he took in the third round. But also the defensive linemen that you already have, they're having to make that shift to the 3-4. Mike already brought up like Chase Young and Carl Granderson having to potentially do some stand-up outside linebacker stuff where you might be asked to drop into coverage on certain plays. You'll have to see. But Brian Bercy is who I wanted to ask you about as well, because – what do you project his role being? I think in a 3-4, he's maybe a defensive end.
Yeah, Charlie, that's where he's going to play, and I think he fits well there. I think that's where Broughton's going to play as well. I thought he was going to be a nose tackle, but they insist that he'll be along the defensive line next to the nose tackle at the defensive end spot. But Brazee, I think they're counting on to thrive in this position switch, and he has to. I mean, they need him to step up. He's a former first-rounder. They've got to get some more production out of him, and not just in the pass rush. He's got to be more effective against the run. And I think having a fresh start with a new defensive staff and a whole new scheme, sometimes a light bulb turns on for these guys. We've seen it happen before, and I think he's one they're counting on.
One of the things, too, I think is when I look at this roster – and the way Brandon Staley's going to play defensively, and I talked to Greg Cosell about this, that – there's still the hunt there to look for defensive backs, because in all these multiple sets and all, and you're going to have an injury somewhere along the line, or injuries, I should say, there, that this team still has to go out and look for a corner and safety.
I think so. I'd be surprised if they don't add at least one DB to the room before the start of camp. And it might be someone you're not thinking of. I mean, we're so used to the way Dennis Allen ran his scheme, right, guys? I mean, they right. like bigger, longer press cover guys. That's not the case. They want guys that can play a little more in space, might be a little smaller. I mean, they don't want to be too small out there, but they're not afraid to take a 5'10", 5'11 guy that has better movement skills in space than, say, Dennis Allen's scheme, the way it looked for length and physicality at the point of attack. Because they're going to play a lot of pattern matchup zone in this scheme a little more than they played in the past. So the skill set's going to be a little bit different for those guys outside. And it wouldn't surprise me to see them bring in a guy that maybe people aren't thinking of, because we're so ingrained of thinking about these long, lanky 6'1 corners here in the Allen scheme.
Yeah, the corner room is something to watch as well, Jeff. I mean, we go from last year with Marshawn Lattimore and Paulson Adebo and Alante Taylor and, you know, the rookie with Kool-Aid, and we're talking about how strong the cornerback room is for the Saints team and how weak the offensive line room kind of looked. And then it's kind of the inverse now with, you know, bolstering the unit with Kelvin Banks Jr. Now you feel good about the offensive line, but you trade away Marshawn Lattimore, you let Paulson and Debo walk in free agency, and all of a sudden you have some question marks in the cornerback spot. Now with Alante potentially playing inside and out, as Mike had mentioned, playing outside on some base downs, and then in the sub packages, he moves to this quote-unquote star role, or whatever you want to call it, with like the nickel. What's kind of your thoughts on what the Saints could potentially do outside with Kool-Aid McKinstry on one corner and what they would do on the other corner, outside corner, if Alante Taylor is in the slot? Is it going to be someone on this roster right now, or as you mentioned, are they going to go grab someone?
Well, I mean, right now it's Ike Yiadom, and I know Quincy Riley will probably get a look when he finally gets on the field. The cornerback, he's best suited outside. But that's why I think, because you have such a question mark there opposite McKinstry, I think they'd have to add one more veteran to that mix. And look, that's an area that I think is very vulnerable right now. Even with Alante Taylor and Kool-Aid McKinstry, those guys to some degree are still – somewhat unproven, inconsistent. And in this league, you know, this is just a merciless league. I mean, they're going to go after those guys until they can prove that they can shut people down. So I think it's still a major question mark, maybe the second biggest question mark on the roster after you get past defensive tackle.
Jeff, last question for you, pretty much a yes or no. Do you think Taysom Hill plays in 2025 for the Saints?
Yeah, I do. And I know that's a question a lot of people have. I'm just banking on Taysom Hill. Like the same way the Saints banked on Drew Brees in 2006 and that gamble, that roll of the dice paid off. You're banking on his character, his ability to come back. And he's one of these guys. He says he wanted to play. He sounds committed to playing. I think he gets back on the field. And I think he'll still be very effective. I'll be surprised if he's not.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Man, enjoy Audubon Park and that real cool air, because in about 10 days, we're going to be hitting that 95 to 100 mark every day.
Gross.
Right in time for training camp, Mike. Perfect timing.
That's it, baby. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Duncan does a great job covering the sports scene for the Times-Picayune. Mooring Advocate covers the Saints, Pelicans, you name it. But also, I spent a lot of time covering LSU baseball, so that's why I wanted to ask him that question, certainly about what we saw last night from Cason Evans. When we come back, it'll be our Bet365 triple option feature, myself along with Charlie Long and Steve Geller, right after this break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long and now Steve Geller. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Guys, we're remembering a true legend today, Sam Mills' birthday. Died at the age of 44, unfortunately too soon, gone from this world due to cancer. Hell of a player for the New Orleans Saints, Carolina Panthers. Jersey guy, so have a connection there. I remember my pops always telling me about him as well. Graduated from Montclair State College, where he's still the all-time leader in career tackles over there. Tackles in a season, tackles in a game. just wasn't really looked at as an elite prospect, though. We all know the story, just the size factor. It was too small to make it in the NFL at linebacker. When you see what he was able to accomplish in the league, truly a magnificent person on the field and off of it as well. Just a all-around great person, and remembering one of those vaunted legendary members of the Dome Patrol today in Sam Mills, who would have been 66 years old today.
Steve, I posted it this morning, and you would have liked him, dealing with him. I mean, he was a straightforward guy, a good dude in life, and he was a great player, but a better person.
Right.
And when you looked at him, okay, he's all of 5'8¼". I mean, you know, and you're like, okay, how could you play that well? But Jim Mora, I remember making the comment, he's the best football player I ever coached. Now, remember, Jim Mora coached Peyton Manning. That's really saying something. But, man, to say that about Sam, man, God bless him. He was one hell of a guy in life. And missing, taken away way too young. I agree with you.
Mike, and the Panthers still say keep pounding because of
him. Yep, that's his deal, man. And he would have been a head coach one day.
Right.
When he was actually playing with the Saints, he had done a couple of second guest shows with us when we were doing out in Metairie, and I asked him what he was going to do after he retired, and he said, I really don't know, but I want to be a head coach. I want to control my destiny.
Just had it in him.
Yep, had it in him. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the super regional matchups. They're set now after more action last night, which was, I mean, a couple other hosts got bounced as well. So we finished with 9 hosts moving on from regional rounds, only 7 non-hosts. So it's been a very weird split, almost 50-50, where typically it's about 2/3 of hosts get through. It's been very fun to follow. But we got the Louisville regional, Louisville the 2-seed versus the 3-seed Miami, so that's an all-ACC matchup. And then we have a Corvallis regional hosted by 8-seeded Oregon State, 9-seeded Florida State going up to Corvallis. Chapel Hill's super regional, UNC the 5-seed versus the 2-seed Arizona State from their regional that won one of those non-hosts. And then Auburn, the 4 overall seed Auburn versus the 13 overall seed Coastal Carolina. In Los Angeles, on the opposite side of the bracket, we got UCLA, the 15 overall seed. UTSA, who won the Austin Regional this past weekend, taking out number 2 overall seed Texas. And then we have the 1-4 seed that made it in, guys, going to with Murray State going to Durham for the Duke Regional. 2 non-hosts from the first weekend, but Duke still gets that host for the Super Regional round because they're the higher-ranked team. One other thing before I continue here. With regional 4 seeds to make the super regional round, Murray State is now the 3rd straight year of a 4 seed getting to the super regionals, joining Evansville from last year and Oral Roberts from 2023, guys. It hasn't happened very often, but just seeing the last 3 years and 4 of the last 5, if you include South Florida from 2021, it's been pretty fun to see these 4 seeds having a lot of success in the NCAA baseball tournament. The Baton Rouge super regional, as we've kind of started to preview a little bit already here, LSU, the 6 overall seed in the tournament, versus West Virginia, the 2 seed from the Clemson regional that won this past weekend. And then we have another matchup between 2 top 16 seeds with 14 seeded Tennessee and 3 seeded Arkansas for the Fayetteville super regional, guys. So a lot of really fun matchups, a lot of conference matchups too. So should be a really fun weekend in college baseball.
Guys, this time of year, and I always tell this to Jay Johnson, hey, coach, you got to keep winning. And, you know, and he always laughs about it. He said, Mike, I get why you asking me that. I said, listen, coach, I'm not asking you to win every game. Just run this thing into June, and I mean well into June. It gives us really good content. The other thing in June is we start to get these football camps that happen. And Louisiana, and especially Nicholls State University, has become kind of the mecca for football camps across the United States, and where they have the Louisiana Line Camp, Manning Passing Academy, and also Dr. David Elias's pro football camp they have there. So those 3 happen in June and into July. And Coach Rod, Don Rodrigue, let me know this morning that we got over 740 people that have signed up for the Louisiana Line Camp. That would be a record breaker for them, for 740. It's the oldest and largest line camp in America. We've had over 700, but never 740. But there's always people that decide, well, I don't want to come, or maybe there's an illness or family travel, that sort of thing. So if you would be interested to have your son or nephew or whatever participate, you can put your name down on a waiting list. You can go to LouisianaLineCamp.com. And again, already 700, over 740 young men have already registered for the Louisiana Line Camp. And Steve Geller and I will be there June 16th, that Monday night from 4 to 8 at Nicholls State University. And Geller, you got somebody over there that you know a little bit participating in that line camp.
Yes, sir. I got a camper taking part for year two there. He's looking forward to it already. Been doing some workouts. A lot of lifting over at Rummel, and young man's got himself a job now, so my guy's doing pretty well.
There you go. We'll be back with more sports talk, and thank you for listening to Bet365 Triple Option Feature. Finishing up here in hour number two of sports talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, a lot more LSU baseball talk and also some Pelicans talk.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Jarrett Roser, who covers LSU for On3's, the Bayou, the Bengal Tiger, about that wild game last night. Also, Ali Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, about Zion and what's to come in the draft.
We'll be back with more sports talk right after this news break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.